This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. All eyes were on Michael Bloomberg Wednesday night as six Democratic Party hopefuls took to the debate stage in Las Vegas. Michael Sullivan reports the billionaire newcomer to the presidential race quickly became a target, as did frontrunner Bernie Sanders.
Bloomberg qualified for the NBC News debate after party officials eased the rules, and he placed second in a poll released Tuesday behind the frontrunner, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. A one-time Republican, Bloomberg has spent millions of dollars of his own money on advertising and drawn comparisons with President Donald Trump.
Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt.
Bloomberg pointed to his background as a successful businessman and former New York mayor.
Meanwhile, President Donald Trump, as he did in Iowa and New Hampshire, staged a counter rally to the Democrats. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
At the same time, six Democrats who want his job are debating in Las Vegas. President Trump was rallying with supporters in Phoenix.
November 3rd, get ready, November 3rd, we're coming.
Trump touted his economic numbers and complained he is being mistreated in the polling.
If I was treated fairly, meaning if you were treated fairly by the fake news, we'd be up 20 points higher in the polls. There wouldn't even be a competitive election.
Trump has been staying at his hotel in Las Vegas, making day trips to fundraisers in California and the rally in Phoenix. On Thursday, he campaigns in Colorado for Senator Cory Gardner. I'm Tim McGuire.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan reports that two passengers on board a quarantined ship have died from the coronavirus. Hundreds of passengers have begun leaving the cruise ship in an attempt to curb the spread. Meanwhile, the total death toll has climbed to more than 2,100 and more than 75,000 people have been infected. China revoked the press credentials of three journalists with the U.S.-based Wall Street Journal newspaper over a recent editorial headline the government deemed racist. Foreign Ministry spokesman told reporters in Beijing Wednesday that the paper refused to apologize for the editorial, its February 3rd edition, titled China is a Real Sick Man of Asia. The editorial, written by American academic Walter Russell Reed, criticized China's response to the outbreak of the new coronavirus that killed more than 2,100. Thousands of people, both in China and several other countries, have been infected. The phrase sick man of Asia has been historically used to stereotype Chinese people as disease-ridden and unclean. The headline, however, was written by someone on the editorial staff, not me nor reporters. A lawyer says in a British court, Julian Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he cleared Russia of involvement in Democratic National Committee email leaks in 2016. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
A lawyer representing WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a British court Wednesday Assange was offered a pardon by the Trump administration if he agreed to say Russia was not involved in leaking Democratic National Committee emails during the 2016 U.S. election. The White House was quick to issue a denial. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham said this is absolutely and completely false. At a preliminary hearing in London, lawyer Edward Fitzgerald said then Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher made the offer to Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London in 2017. Assange is fighting extradition to the United States on spying charges. I'm Mike Gracia.
Some insiders in the intelligence community expressed concerns over President Trump's announcement that a U.S. embassy ambassador with no background in intelligence is about to take the reins of the nation's top spy agencies.
President Trump made the announcement on Twitter that he selected U.S. Ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, to serve as the next acting director of national intelligence. Some members of Congress cite Grenell's lack of experience in intel as a problem. A former National Security Agency attorney, Susan Hennessy, now at Brookings Institution, tweeted, quote, "This should frighten you. Not just brazen politicization of intelligence, but also someone who is utterly incompetent in an important security role." She adds, "The guardrails are gone." Grenell follows Acting Director Joseph McGuire, who served since August. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.